What, if anything, can you tell from 2 days of this people?
Well, I can tell you he's excited about being back out there. He's probably the only guy that's more excited than I am, all right, to see him back out there. So it's been a long time. You know, the last time we've really had a chance to look at him was the rookie camp. And but, you know, Vince is a high-energy guy and brings that energy and enthusiasm to practice. So it's great to see him out there getting back started again. So
you faced Drew a bunch of times, and he's done pretty well against you. Why is – sorry to bring it up, but why is – I mean, I didn't really see him success against just about everybody, but what's making him so hard to stop?
Well, he's done it for a lot of years at a very high level. I mean, you can see that, you know, right now, I mean, he doesn't take sacks. You know, what's he been sacked 4 times? And gets the ball out of his hands, makes good decisions, doesn't turn the ball over a lot. You know, I mean, he's been in this offense for a long time, so he's very astute, you know, in terms of what works in their offense, you know, gets different defensive looks, you know. You know, he's one of the very best. All you have to do is look at what he's done and what he's accomplished, I mean, over a long period of time. So very savvy, instinctive veteran that is in a good scheme and really knows the scheme. So he's been highly productive. He doesn't take a lot of negative plays.
He was only 35 when you faced him in 2014, which is the age that a lot of quarterbacks used to start declining. He's 38 now. When you watch the film, is there any slip at this point in his career at all?
If there is, I don't see it. You know, I mean, you know, he can still, you know, he's always been a real rhythm and timing thrower. So, you know, he gets the ball out, you know, and has a good feel in terms of hitting receivers on the move. You know, he's very accurate. And so, you know, his whole game is to set, get the ball out quick. And, you know, all the really good quarterbacks, I mean, you know, back when, you know, Peyton Manning was awful hard to sack. You could have a guy coming free in the A gap, all right, and he'd get the ball out of his hands, you know, not taking a negative play. And, you know, Drew, if he feels any pressure, you know, coming where you've got a guy coming that might not be blocked or whatever, you know, he's going to get rid of the ball.
What's the key for the defense when you're going against a guy that processes his reads that quickly?
Yeah, well, I think disguise is always important, but, you know, he does a good job of reading your disguises. I mean, we have to be efficient. You know, we have to make them earn everything. You know, they do a nice job of mixing their run game. You know, they've got two different style runners that they're using right now. You know, Ingram is a physical, plant his foot downhill type of guy, and Kamara's really giving him something in their offense because he's an outstanding receiver, very good athlete. So, you know, he can run the ball, and they use him a lot, you know, as a receiver. And he's got wide receiver skills as a running back, as a receiver. He's our matchup guy.
Don, what's the best way to deal with guys that have, you know, really good straight line speed like Ginn does? What's the best way to defend those types of players?
Well, they get your attention because you know they can run by you. You know, if they can block things up, which they do a lot of times, you know, they'll max protect and, you know, run their play action pass game. And Ginn's always been a guy that, you know, has speed that can, you know, if you give him enough time, he'll run by, you know, a lot of people in this league. So, you know, those guys catch your attention. You know, you've got to play them a little bit differently.
Don, with the injuries you've had in the secondary, how much of your pressure stuff have you been able to actually dial up this year? I mean, have you had to kind of back off on what you want to do?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of moving parts. And to me, each week then, it's a matter of how much are you going to ask those guys to do, you know, so got to be smart, you know, in how much you ask them to do, because we all know, you know, the more mental errors you have, okay, the less efficient you are, the more chance of big plays against you, all those types of things. So it changes from week to week on who's available to us. You know, your game plan changes tremendously based on who you're going against, but on who you're going to have available, okay, to go out and execute it.
Well, you got a game against Minnesota and you're down to, two corners or whatever it is, you still brought some pressures. Do you just get in a situation where you feel like you have to put something on the quarterback? You know, you have to
Different situations in the game where you feel like you've got to try to be disruptive, maybe try to make a play. You know, we'd made two big turnovers, you know, in the first half, and you know, you're trying to get the ball turned over there in the second half. So, but yeah, who you have available? I mean, there were a lot of guys in and out in the game on Sunday, especially in the second half. You know, there, you know, we've been through that before. You know, we've talked about it. You know, the Detroit game last year. You know, the last game of the season. You know, we ended up, I think, with five safeties out there at one point in time. So that affects what you're going to do.
Do you, with your players, not you personally, but do you have to guard against trying to make plays that, or, you know, gambling? You know, obviously without Rodgers, maybe there's a little more pressure on you guys. Do you have to, you know, guard against that mentality?
You know, we're going to take the same approach, you know, as we always do. You know, I mean, our goal is to go out and try to keep people scoring as few points as they can, you know. And so it isn't going to make any difference, you know, in terms of the other side of the ball. I mean, we're going to have the same goals. And, you know, we've got to make sure that every guy's accountable for his job and goes out and executes and execute at a level that gives us the best chance of winning. And, you know, our guys know that. I mean, they. So, you know, I don't see our approach changing a lot. Now, you know, during the course of games, sometimes there's, you know, based on the score of the game and that type of thing, you know, you do what you feel you have to based on if you're down and you feel like you got to make a play to get back into things. So.
But do you have to tell the players that, or are they pretty much in tune with that?
They know.
Okay.
I mean, we talk at pretty good length about the game plan, you know, what our plan is, you know, what our early plan is, you know, if we have to go to more pressure, you know, what our pressure plan is, you know, so that, I think they pretty much have a feel.
Hey, Dom, you've had really good success against young quarterbacks that are early on, like you really know how to kind of fluster them. Obviously, Drew Brees is not that.
Right.
But you guys are going to start a guy that kind of fits that mold. I'm not looking for you to help the Saints necessarily, but what are some of the thought processes that go into being a defensive coordinator facing a young, inexperienced quarterback? And are there temptations to try and, you know, really get after him or really do things? Because you've found the right balance, it seems.
That's, you know, that's the thing that you're always weighing. And so you like every game, you go in with your plan A, all right, and see how that's working early. But then if it's not working quite the way you want it, then you got to be able to adjust, you know, throughout the course of the game. I mean, we've had to make some adjustments. I mean, you know, I think of, you know, back the Cincinnati game, you know, I mean, where we're down pretty significantly at halftime. And, you know, I really liked the way our guys came back out and played, you know. I thought we played better in the second half in the Dallas game. You know, we're able to make some plays, you know, that we didn't make in the first half. So, you know, in every game, okay, I think probably how the game's going influences that, you know. I mean, now guys that are veteran guys have been around, they've pretty much seen it all, you know. So they in-game adjust just like you do. And, you know, so I think with that experience that, you know, that makes a difference. So, yeah, a guy like Drew, he's seen it all. You know, you aren't going to show him anything he hasn't seen yet.
So do you tell Brett, hey, look, this is what they might try to do? I mean, I know the offensive guys are breaking down the film, but do you kind of give them some tips on what you'd be doing against them?
Well, to be honest with you, okay, I've got my hands full on his side of the ball. So I don't spend a lot of time talking with Brett because I'd probably just put other things in his mind. But, you know, I'm sure that Brett's zeroed in and focused in. You know, I know he's been working overtime, you know, to get ready. I saw him coming in the cafeteria late earlier in the week. So he's focusing in. I know he's excited, all right, about his opportunity.
With Rollins on IR and then Pipkins in the protocol and Burnett not practicing and Devon House still, you know, limited, do you think you have enough guys for that star position? You're down a couple options there.
Well, we certainly rotated enough guys through there to star position. You know, you saw Pipkins. I mean, We ended up Sunday, okay, even having to move KB out the corner for a few snaps because there was one point there where we had one corner available. So, you know, we've talked back through training camp. You guys have seen us work guys at multiple positions, and they know that the more they can do, because you get in these situations and you got to play the games and you got to go out and try to be efficient enough to win the game. And as I mentioned, you know, Sunday I was pleased with the way our guys fought through things, all right? And you know, we finished the game with 3-3 and out series, all right? You know, with guys that were playing different positions and that type of thing. You know, what we've got to do is we've got to tackle better and continue to compete and fight like we were fighting Sunday, you know, and I think we'll be fine.